The year is 1944. We are traveling to that moist pocket of our national backwoods, the Pacific Northwest. World War II still rages on both fronts. But we are safe for now, here on the home front, riding on the wings of a fearless American eagle. We soar high above the erratic coastline of the Puget Sound. And what do we see from our aerial perch as we near the Queen City of Seattle? Look, there below, the industrious shapes of 100,000 ant-like workers, almost half of them women, pounding out the vehicles of war, our own Rosie the Riveters, and a few Ralphs, too. Building long-range B-29s for the Boeing Aircraft Company. And Sherman tanks at Pacific Car and Foundry. Industrious Americans living in makeshift quarters, working round the clock towards victory. But these young folks like to play hard, too. Jitterbugging into the wee hours at the Spanish Castle or Belltown's Trianon Dance Parlor or the Showbox. Ah, the Showbox, glory of First Avenue. Just 5 years old, boasting three shows nightly with a 10-piece dance band, five acts of vaudeville, and the most up-to-date amenities, like modern fluorescent lighting. We should also note that you can find silence in this West Coast town as well, especially along Jackson Street in what had been a thriving Little Tokyo, where the muffled quiescence of plywood over empty store windows now tells a frightening tale of fear, betrayal, and exile. Yet, this heinous calamity has been put aside in the minds of the current residents to be pondered more deeply in later years, when and if there is a victory. Right now, there are dim-outs, civil defense sirens, and ration coupons. But what's this? Our eagle is circling back, swooping down past the dusty cray bricks of Pioneer Square, back up First Avenue to the Showbox! For there is someone in this establishment we did not notice the first time. A slight little man seated at the console of a magnificent 3/8 Wurlitzer pipe organ. A musician by the name of Eddie Z.
Good evening, ladies and gents. My name is Eddie Z. How's everybody doing tonight?
Eddie knows what it's like to watch life fly by. Already in his 40s. With flat feet and a slight limp, Eddie tried to enlist but got nowhere fast.
Sorry, son, you're 4F.
4F?
4F! We got no use for you.
So, Eddie does his bit for the war effort with his hands. He's an organist of some renown. There is magic in his fingers. Sit him down at an organ, any organ. The wheezy Kimball at the Neptune, the Egyptian's 2/16 Robert Morgan with its missing pedals, even that gilded Wurlitzer at the Paramount, and he can play the pants off it. Yes, Eddie is an organist with a passionate following, but what he doesn't have is a dame. A girl. A partner for the bumper cars of life.
I sure wish I had a girl for the bumper cars of life.
Oh, there have been a few near misses. The sales girl from Crest Department Store.
That'll be 38 cents.
Or that clumsy cocktail waitress in the cloud room.
Oops! Hope that ain't your only shirt, sweetums.
Even a fishmongress from the market.
Fish.
In fact, When Eddie plays, there's something in the music that makes women look beyond the pertinent facts of his physical demeanor. They don't seem to notice his lack of height, or his feet, or that one crater-like smallpox scar centered squarely on his forehead, a landmark that earned him the nickname Cyclops back at Broadway High School. The scar his geometry teacher, Mrs. Klumpf, would use as a way of illustrating the universal principles of isosceles triangles.
All right, class, quiet down. Now, everybody take a look at Eddie's forehead.
You're up.
You see how equidistant that scar is from both eyes?
Uh-huh.
Now, if that scar is point A, and each eye is B and C, and the angle of A is 110 degrees, what are the angles of points B and C?
This next one goes out to Wanda from Associated Shipbuilders, Rhapsody in Blue.
When Eddie was at the console working those keys, the women just seemed to flock to his organ.
Oh, Eddie, you sure know how to pull out all my stops.
Thank you.
Eddie, you don't mind if I just touch your instrument, do you? Just right there.
Be my guest.
That vibration, it just gives me the willies.
Say, Eddie, can you play Stompin' at the Savoy on the Glockenspiel?
Can I? I can play it with Glockenspiel, xylophone, and sleigh bells.
Yes, Eddie's seductive finger work acted almost like a duck blind. And swept aside his less attractive features.
Gee, Eddie, you're good. You're really, really good.
Unfortunately, whenever the music stopped and he stepped away from the keyboard...
Well, Wanda, looks like this is your place.
Yeah. You know, you're awfully short.
Yes, I am.
And what's that on your forehead?
Minor pockmark, nothing to fear.
Oh, jeepers, that's funny.
Well, say...
Look, Eddie, I appreciate you walking me home and all.
Can I call on you this weekend?
This weekend? This weekend don't look so good. See, I gotta paint my mother's toenails. She wants them patriotic for the 4th of July.
Oh, okay. Well, what about the following weekend?
Nope.
The one after that?
She's got 10 whole toes, Eddie.
I see. Well, what about...
I'll see you around, okay?
Okay.
Yes, this was the predictable pattern of Eddie's life. Until one night, in the wee hours, he was playing a lonely pickup shift at the Garden of Allah on 3rd Avenue.
Wowzer! Boy, that's a sad song you're playing there, on your organ.
Not so sad.
Sad to me. I just got off of the night shift down at Boeing Building 2. I could use something a little more up-tempo.
Are you a riveter?
Me? No, I'm not a riveter. Look at me. I'm 200 pounds. Those rosies are all so dainty. I'm Bertha. I'm a bucker. I work the bucking bar, baby.
The bucking bar?
Yeah. Them rivets get shot into those sheet metal and bam! Us buckers, we gotta stop them and grind them down. And grind them down, see? Make them nice and smooth.
I see.
You wanna feel my forearm?
That's all right.
Feel my forearm. Go on. I won't call the management.
Well...
Go on.
If you insist. Oh.
Yeah. All muscle.
That's really something.
Say, you're pretty cute.
I'm short.
That's cute to me.
And I've got flat feet.
Well, I'm a size 11.
No kidding.
Listen, Eddie. I ain't tired and I like you. And I can't stand going back to that converted gas station they got us housed in. All my clothes smell like gasoline. How's about we do the Pike Street run?
Wait.
Hit every tavern and billiard club all the way up to Ernie Steele's.
You want
to
do the Pike Street run with me?
Yeah. Why not? What are you doing?
I'm standing up.
You're standing?
Yeah.
Is one of your legs shorter than the other?
Uh-huh.
And there's a cigarette burn on your forehead?
Yes. So, do you still want to do the Pike run with me?
What do you take me for? Some cold-hearted floozy?
No, I'm just...
I'm a bucker, baby. You think I get waylaid by outer appearances? Only thing that can waylay me is your heart.
Well...
And hell, I'm the one who invited you. So what do you say?
What do I say? I say...
Gee, that sounds like...
Yeah.
In the mood?
That's what I am.
Eddie Z. I can already tell that little organ of yours is just gonna wrap itself so tight around my big ol' heart.
This segment of Sandbox Radio appeared in the episode Swing Time, recorded on June 16, 2014 at ACT Theater in Seattle, Washington. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and Max Langley, with post-production by Dave Pascal. Sandbox Radio is produced by Leslie Law and Richard Zyman, with generous support from our audience and listeners like you.